That's a piece from Fatima Al Qadiri, who is a Kuwaiti musician and visual artist. Her work evolves around exploring the experience of war, memory, Western perceptions of other cultures, and socio-cultural identity. through her work. Fatima El Kadiri, here on Curved Radio, as we broadcast live around Australia via the Community Radio Network and stream across all known universes. The Australian woman, Jing Chloe. Track from her new self-titled album. Is this how you feel? Of course, I lied to you about it being Glenn Clower, didn't I? It's The Preachers from their album Blue Planet Eyes. And is this how you feel? Here on The Curve, as we ease our way into the 280th edition of the program. And today, our curvy crew includes Clarice, who is going to be coming on a little later on in the program and playing some fabulous French music for you, including Brigitte Fontaine, Bachung, Philippe Laurent and Serge Gainsbourg. And Clarice is going to be also doing some social media stuff today, so all the things up on the page will be courtesy of Clarice, who is producing in France, which is how we like it, producing all over the world. And here on The Curve, also coming up very soon, in about 20 minutes from now, we have Sasha Markovic in New York, who's going to be playing us a new Yagul track. They're always putting out new Yagul tracks. They're pretty prolific over there. Yes, Sasha and his partner. And today he's going to be playing some pioneering women, a little flashback in time. We're going to be hearing some Phoebe Snow, some Kate Wolfe, and some Laura Nero. So, curvies, as well as that, I've been trawling around the internet and finding all sorts of yummy bits and pieces for you. Like this one. This is from Curvy Krusta Riz Maslin. It's from an album called Bip Hop Generation, Volume 3. And my head may be small, but my heart is bigger. Just come out, Riz Maslin. From the Bip Hop Generation Volume Number 3. And now it's time for some Jen Kloa. Jen Kloa has been making music for more than 2 decades. She's based in Melbourne at the moment. She's just got a new album out. I think it's just self-titled, Jen Chloe, and it features on some of the tracks her partner, Courtney Barnett. Bass guitar on this one, in fact. Jen Chloe, and Forgot Myself from her just released brand new self-titled album. And from Jen Chloe, this is another track that I found on the internet. Couldn't find out anything about them, just that it was a very, very interesting little number. It's a band called the Polestar Magnetics, and it's from the album The Ecstatic Goldmine. Track called From D Archives 1. We'll be right back.
those cool kids stuck in the past. Palm ends of cigarette ash. Wait outside until it begins. Won't be the first ones in. You spend your life waiting in line. You find it hard to define, but you do it every time. And you do it again. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night. But there's no signs of life, so we do it again. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night, but there's no signs of life, so we do it again. First kiss tastes like cigarettes, dead men walking, take your best. Once again, you lost your friends, around and around again. Those cool kids stuck in the past, apartments of cigarette ash. Where are we going, who did you ask? Those cool kids stuck in the past, in a world of cigarette ash. Where are we going, who did you ask? Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night. But there's no signs of life, so we do it again. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night. But there's no signs of life, so we do it again. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, sometimes Sunday. Love is hard, sex is easy. God in heaven, could you please me? You think you invented life? Find it hard to define, but you do it every time. And you do it again. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night. But there's no signs of life, so we do it again. Still looking for signs of life. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night. But there's no signs of life, so we do it again. Where are we going? Who did you ask? Who did you ask? Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night. But there's no signs of life, so we do it again. Looking for signs of life. Looking for signs every night. But there's no signs of life, so we do it again.
It made me pick up on that one, but it grabbed my attention. Maybe looking for those signs of life might have done it. Polestar Magnetics from the Ecstatic Goldmine album here on The Curve as we broadcast live around Australia via the Community Radio Network and stream across all known universes. We shall be crossing over to New York in a few minutes from now to speak to Sasha, who has some gorgeous music to play for you to take us closer to Sasha. Some of the band I found during the week on the internet is an indie rock band from Minnesota who signed up to Grand Jury Records in the United States and Transgressive Records in the UK. This is Hippocampus.
Travel guides chill below. Lord knows you're trying. Oh, some begins love to hear that easy. Go and say, grab the guitar and just moan and she's cool. Lord knows you're
the horns that got me in there. That's Hippocampus, and if you're in the States, they are touring all over the place. They're touring from the 29th of June right through until November the 18th, and they're going everywhere in the States. They're playing almost every day, so look up Hippocampus if you'd like to go and see them and check them out when they come to your place. And we're going to be going to Sasha's place in just a moment or so, but before we go there, join Sasha in New York, where he's going to be playing some gorgeous music from pioneering women. We're going to be having a little taste of a brand new. I love Sasha. He sends me his tracks before they're even released, when they're just finished, and this is another one of those. This is from his new album that I'm not sure if that's finished yet, but we'll ask him in a moment. But this is one that's hot off the press once again. This is titled, at the moment, Muse, Take One. and this is Yagul on Curved Radio with Gail, and up next, Sasha. Beautiful, isn't it, Yagul? Is that Kana playing the piano, Sasha? Yeah,
that's Kana, and that's a song she wrote about 6 months ago, maybe actually 9 months ago.
How beautiful.
And we had several recorded versions, but this one was from the last session that we did last month, and it just felt right. So I'm very happy to release this one very soon.
Very nice. And now, for people who've just tuned in to Curved Radio and haven't heard Sasha before, Sasha is a fabulous musician from New York, and is with a band called Yagul. And it's mainly just you and Kana, isn't it? You have other musicians with you when you do, don't you?
Yeah, when we do on the last album, we had many guests, you know, and they come from all around the world. It's a real New York project. I think on two albums we had musicians from 11 different countries.
Wow.
Everybody brings something different, but it is really built on Kana and me, on our duo, on our guitar, piano.
Yeah.
Duo, songwriting collaboration as well.
Yeah, it's beautiful work. You work really beautifully together, and you make beautiful children as well. And for people who haven't caught up with Sasha recently, you also teach children music. I love the fact that you do that, and you're so busy you haven't got time to even add more classes, apparently.
Yeah, actually, we have good problem that we have a long wait list, so that's really good problem to have, you know.
So do you teach children from when they're babies?
Yes, we do a group classes for children from 6 months to 4 years old, and it's two of us, and it's up to six children, so there's attention to every child. It's really different than any other program that is out there, at least in New York, you know.
Yeah.
And we are very proud and happy about what we do. So we are, we will be expanding, but we want to do it in very gentle and right way, you know.
Yeah.
And still keep the spirit of what we do.
Yeah, yeah. And Sasha, you're just about to go.
Are you? Sorry, my son just came and gave me a high five, you know.
So. Sasha, you're just about to go to Serbia, did you say? You're going off to Serbia soon?
Yes, we will be going in the second half of August. And it's going to be a personal visit. We might have one performance, actually, during the visit, and we will also travel a little bit around Europe.
Yeah.
I think we will go to Vienna or something. We usually decide the last moment, so that's...
Yeah, so you'll be keeping your eyes open for fabulous music for Curvy, won't you?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
I'm counting on it.
Next time, maybe we can do some multicultural...
I'd love some Serbian music.
Bands. Love or something
some,
like that.
Yeah, yeah, love, really, I'd love some Serbian music. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, it sounds like a plan.
But right now you've got three tracks. We better get into playing these things, as we've been promising them since I came on today. You got three gorgeous tracks for us. Your first one?
So the first one will be Phoebe Snow, and the track is Harper's Blues from her debut album from 1975. Actually, 1974. And enjoy. I think I'm really scared.
lights were out, I'd play and be your friend. I strut and fret, my hour upon the stage. The hour is up, I have to run and hide my rage. I'm lost again, I think I'm really scared. I won't be back at all this time, and have my deepest secret shared.
Phoebe Snow. How many of us don't have a Phoebe Snow album in our collection? Sasha, you came to Phoebe Snow quite late, actually, didn't you?
Yeah, I discovered her in 2001, actually. I never heard of her before. And I was at the Bottom Line Club in New York that unfortunately doesn't exist anymore. There was this benefit after September 11 that was around October or November 2001, and I think there were over 20 performers, but she was one of them. And she blew me away straight away.
Yes.
So that's where I discovered her, and I really enjoy her albums, especially the first and the second album are fantastic. Second Childhood and the Phoebe Snow self-titled.
Yep, they're just classics. And you were saying also that Phoebe Snow, we know that Phoebe Snow, she had out those albums at the beginning and they just blew everyone away. And then she didn't do much music for a while because her child was not well, and she chose to look after her child rather than pursue mega stardom.
Yeah, and then she dedicated her life to that. I mean, she performed, she did some albums more in the late 70s, maybe early 80s, and then she just dedicated her life to her child. I also read somewhere that in the meantime she was studying opera as well.
You're studying opera? That's fantastic. Well, with that voice you could understand it, couldn't you?
Yeah, she's amazing. She has the really great range, but she has the feel, what is the most important. She was fantastic.
Well, you have chosen very, very special women to play for us today. The next track is by a very, very special person who influenced generations who followed her.
Yes, yeah, so this will be a Laura Nyro and When I Die.
And do you have any Laura Nyro stories?
I discovered her very randomly. There was a good friend of mine. Actually, his father used to book Laura Nyro, you know, many years ago. But my friend just told me, "Have you heard of this songwriter?" You know, because I would always listen to Carole King and Joni Mitchell and more known artists. You know, and my friend knew that, so he just mentioned it. You know, and I did my search And I loved it. And I always knew the covers of Laura Nyro's songs, but I never knew her as an artist, you know. So, and When I Die, actually, this song I discovered through Blood, Sweat and Tears.
Yeah, it was a huge hit for them.
Yeah, and David Clayton Thomas, he carried on with that track, you know. Then when I discovered the original, I was blown away. It's very natural. It's a great song. This version is fantastic.
And when I die, and when I'm dead and gone. up my coffin, cause it's cold way down there. I hear that it's cold way down there, yeah. Crazy cold way down there. And when I die and when I'm gone, there'll be one child born and a world to carry on, to carry on. My troubles are many, they're as deep as a well. I can swear there ain't no heaven, but I pray there ain't no hell. Swear there ain't no heaven, I pray there ain't no hell. But I'll never know by living, only my dying will tell. Said only my
Sure, I was just looking to see, I remember reading somewhere on the internet that there's a show about Laura Nero or her work or something that's sort of out now or soonish or something. So if anyone's interested in pursuing that, look it up on the internet and see if you can find out more than I have just done with my quick search. But I do remember there's some sort of show happening with Laura Nero's material, which should be fabulous.
I have to check it out because it must be in New York, you know, because she was New Yorker.
She was New Yorker, yep. Quintessentially New Yorker, yep. Mm-hmm. And you've got one more to go before.
So we will play Kate Wolf. Kate Wolf was a singer-songwriter from San Francisco and very soulful, very pure voice, like, singer-songwriter. There was some country influence, some just good songwriting. And this song is from her last album, Poet's Heart, and this is a title track.
Poet's heart in the eye of a hurricane. I struggle with finding words to sing these days, I said, as if my thoughts are waiting in the wings for the stage to clear. And you in your elegance and humor fill the room. Your love, your anger at the injustice of man's narrowness and fear. I thank you for being here. You wrote of love from the coast of Mendocino, a poet's heart crying a fighter's tear. The children body spread out across this earth like messages written across time, measuring the years. And you in your elegance and humor fill the room, your love and your concern, your anger at the injustice, narrowness and fear. I thank you for being. of the old man and the booze, singing out the truth in lies of forgiveness and loyalties to friends, constant as the endless railroad ties. And you, in your elegance and humor, fill the room, your love and your concern, your anger at the injustice of man's narrowness and fear. I thank you for being here. Someone's heart. And you, in your elegance and humor, fill the room, your love and your concern, your anger at the injustice of man's narrowness and fear. I thank you for being here.
Kate Wolf, and those three tracks came courtesy of our New York curvy Sasha Markovich. You are on the curve with Gail and the curvy crew. We have Clarice putting up the social media tracks for us, and we're going to be speaking to Clarice. She's going to be playing us some French music in, I don't know, about an hour from now, maybe, or half an hour from now. In the meantime, there's another track I found during the week when I was having a little search around. I just love this track. This is Anita Franco.
All right.
It's recorded live at the Pace Studios.
Let's not be dumb. The sun is almighty as they come. Yeah, light is the God that you meant to see, pouring in through your stained glass, saying, worship me. Alrighty, for what it's worth, next time I watch a man give birth, I'll try to picture the Creator as a dude with a beard, 'cause right now I gotta say it's seeming kinda weird. See how quickly shit gets absurd. You invent angels, then you ignore birds. You forget to actually listen to the messengers while you're writing and reciting your own goddamn words. Alrighty, I'll try to chill, though I'm acutely aware that only ill can come of being cut off from all of consciousness, save for that expressed by humans in their big hot mess. Alrighty. Alrighty. Alright.
Franco, and that was recorded live in the Pace studio, where they get all these people to come in and just do acoustic sets, and it's just gorgeous. And that was one track from a little session that Annie DeFranco had. And if you'd like to check it out, just go to the Pace webpage and see what other goodies they have coming up. Very tasty little bits in there. And you are on the curve, and this was sent to me from Louise Desrenard from Paris. This is a track from Pierre Henri, who passed away last week. Pierre-Henri, and some psych rock from the album The Voyager.
Beautiful cosmos. You are the center of your little world, and I am of mine. Now and again we meet for tea, we're two of a kind. This is our universe, cups for tea. We have a beautiful cosmos, you and me. We have a beautiful cosmos. What do we talk of whenever we meet? Nothing at all. You sit with a sandwich, I look at a roll. Sometimes I open my mouth, then shut it. We have a beautiful cosmos, you and me. We have a beautiful cosmos. You are the center of your little world, and I am of mine. now and again we meet for tea, we're two of a kind. This is Earth's cup tea, beautiful cosmos, you and me, we have a beautiful cosmos.
Barbara Cutler. That's what I found on Mr. K's Facebook page as I was missing him and having a look to see what he's doing.
No, it's my shot.
It's another one from him.
Here's a song, Shoplifters, from my album Gruts.
Barbara Cutler.
This group is The Enemy Within, and they're singing a track called Strike.
I don't know, they're a very strange group. They only ever released one album, I think, 2012. Onda Tropica is what they're called, and it's a Colombian group who composed all their own music, and I think they originally had nearly 40 members or something. They sound like they had a lot of fun. Onda Tropica. And the Guardian said that they were brilliant. And BBC said they're fabulous. And one album. I want more. please. You are in Curved Radio as we broadcast live around Australia via the Community Radio Network and stream across all known universes. This is Nina Hagen.
Son of Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. He's your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayer, someone who's there.
Hagen, Personal Jesus, from her, I think it was about her 12th album, that released in 2010. And from Nina Hagen, we go to another superhero, this time an Australian superhero, Andrew Wilson. And it's a compilation of all the bands, tracks from all the bands that he's been in. The album's called, I think it's called Amateurism. And it's a set that's just recently come out. And the whole thing is dedicated to the memory of David McComb, who, of course, was with the Triffids. It's called Four Gods. When Daddy blows his top. Mm-hmm.
when Daddy blows his top.
Gods. And getting down very curvy now. This is Yira from the Buenos Aires Paris volume number 2 set. It's for you, Angela. Yera, Buenos Aires, Paris Volume number 2, here on the Curve with Gail. And we're going to be crossing to Clarice probably in about 40 minutes from now for all our people listening in France and in Belgium. Don't worry, she's coming up and she's doing a fabulous job putting all the clips up on our Curved Radio Facebook page. So if you would like to know anything further about the music that you're hearing, check out our Facebook page and take it from there. This is an Australian girl. Montagna.
I want to taste his eyes. I want to free the beast from his cage. Mad like my aging soul. I want to make it alive. I want to make it worth something. Worth the guillotine on my head. I'm a fantastic wreck. Wrecking everyone around me. And if I'm a little bit deranged, would you not estrange me or change me? And if I can write your name, can I be angry and nasty? And if nothing else can change me, and I'm just this way, then would you love me? I want to taste skin, I want to lace wings from all the fields in my name. Walking heavy.
Montagna, done very, very, very well, has Jessica Cerro, or is it Cerro? Cerro, C-E-R-R-O, who won, got into the finals anyway, was a finalist in the Triple J Unearthed high school finalist type things that, you know, I think was about 2012. And for people overseas, around the rest of the world, not located in Australia, Triple J is a national youth network that goes out into tiny towns all over the country and records unknown tracks and then releases the best of them. And Jess Cerro was one of the finalists in 2012. And now she's back again as Montagna, and she's performed at all sorts of places since then, at Wome Adelaide and Party in the Paddock and Field Day and A Day on the Green. These are all festivals and things that are doing the rounds all the time in Australia. And she also performed with Blondie and Cyndi Lauper. Well, she's done real good, this girl, Montagna. And she's on tour. If you are listening around Australia, she is touring around Australia from the 29th of this month at the Capitol in Perth, on the 3rd of August at the Corova Lounge in Ballarat in Victoria, on the 4th of August at 170 Russell Street in Melbourne, and then on the 5th of August at the Triffid in Brisbane in Queensland, and then in Sydney on the 12th of August she'll be playing at the Metro. From Montagna, let's go Goldie Oldie again. Steely Dan, how long is it since you heard this one? Back to 1974, that does, to the Pretzel Logic album from Steely Dan. And from Steely Dan, how about we go to a company called Brisbane Music Graveyard. Been releasing all sorts of interesting things recently, including this one. This is Inner Rubber Dub Manor. It's the name of the album, and the group's called Hot Rubber Glove Meets Mad Professor. Some reveries of a Corsican train driver.
Thank you.
And it's in a rubber dub manner, and you can get more of that if you're interested on the Bandcamp. And Hot Rubber Glove Meets Mad Professor is the name of that artist. And from that band that came out of Brisbane, we go to another Australian, sort of Australian. He's since left Australia. He was with the 80s punk scene here in Australia, and he was very, 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 very well loved. He was with the industrial noise group SPK, and then he was later with a post-punk group called Secret Secret, and then he went off and did a whole lot of touring around Europe and Australia. He's doing solo stuff as well as performing with a lot of other bands. He's released 11 albums, and his name is David Virgin, who now lives in Dublin. And he continues to write and perform music solo and with his two sons, Rowan Healy and Alex Healy, of the Dublin City Rounders. This is David Virgin.
The branches of the trees entwine like lovers, and you are dear, but how I love the weird. The robins on their twigs dart at the postman on their gigs down at the pier. But how I love the weir. The scented breeze is pleasing when the summer warms the flowers on the leaf. The colder waters cool the stems of lily pads beneath the shady tree. Pale blue sky and passing cloud reflected in the waters clear. How I love the weir. A girly spire of hair is waving softly like the moving grasses near. How I love the weir. The glassy stream looks still in movement over greasy stone and falling free. Darkness closes petals and makes no more what human eyes can see. You and I will walk in temple shadows there each and every year. How I love the weir. And you and I will walk in temple shadows there each and every year. How I love the weir.
David, we're Virgin and the We Are.
Oh my gosh.
And this is Laurel Halo, track from her first album in 4 years. Album features all sorts of interesting people, including Julie Holter on it. It's a track called Moon Talk. Yeah. I do think Laurel Halo is going to become a bit of a curvy favourite. The mere fact that she's got Julia Holter on her albums is enough to get me in there. Love Julia Holter. This is a track you just heard from her third album. She's a Michigan born performer who went and lived in New York for quite a while and then moved over to Berlin and started producing gorgeousness like that one. You are in Curved Radio as we broadcast live around Australia via the Community Radio Network and stream across all known universes. This is Miriam McKeeber and Dizzy Gillespie. This is from Elliot Hubert in Paris.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Thank you.
was the last time that Dizzy Gillespie and Miriam McCabe had performed together. It was recorded at their free concert that they put on the 18th of August in 1991 at the World Financial Centre Plaza. The concert was part of the arts and events program at the Financial Centre, and it was also the last to be given by, as I just mentioned, by Dizzy and Miriam McCabe during their five-month tour that took them to Europe and all around the United States. You are in the Curve, and looking a little bit retro today, but I don't know what happened, but hey, I mean, we may as well enjoy it. Takes us back to the very first album put out by Joni Mitchell. First album, Song to a Seagull, which was produced by David Crosby. And that, of course, was Joni Mitchell. And you are on the Curve, and we're going to cross over to France in just a moment and speak to Clarice, who has some great music lined up for us. To take us to Clarice. Oh, I love this band. This is Big Scary. Another Australian band. Some gorgeous material out.
Like I hear music, I'm only doing the best I can, the best I can. I am just trying the best I can. Come up for love. You say that you want my love, then I'm a believer. You reach your hand out to me, then I'm gonna hold it. You fill my eyes with the smiles, my brain with your chemicals. I forgot to say, I just say something dumb. Oh, lover, don't you fake it. Oh, lover, won't you figure it.
Big Scary, and that's a track from their third album, I think, that they've just released. And that track's called The Opposite of Us, and the album, it was released towards the end of last year under the name of Animal. And you are on the curve, and we're getting very curvy now because we're crossing to France, where we have on the line... We're giving her a break from the social media duties to come on the radio and play some music for us. You there, Clarice?
Yeah, hello. Hello, everybody. How are you?
You're doing okay. Clarice has been mad enough to offer to take over Mr. K's job, at least tonight anyway. I don't know how long it'll last.
Hello to Mr. K, if he's listen to me. I'm trying to follow you and post all tracks. I think it's okay.
Yeah, you're doing really well. I love it. This is a radio program that's being managed in two different countries at once. I love that. Gail in Sydney and Clarice in France.
Yes, I am in France on the west coast, in the town of Saint-Nazaire, the harbour. And I am under the sun when you are at night, and I'm really, really good here at home because it's really, really hot outside. So it's really nice to help you to manage the Curved Radio today and the Curved Radio page. And now from France, I would like to say to you that. And to all Curvies, I'm really happy to be back after my long absence, you say, in English? Absence.
Yep, that's good.
Yeah. And for my comeback, I would like to play first a track from Alain Bashung. in memory of a nice friend of me whose name is Gilles Landrody, and he helped me when he was here. He helped me to prepare my mix, and I think of him yesterday when I've chosen this track, and the name of this track is Ode à la vie by Alain Bashung. Let's play for Gilles Landrody.
Clarice, I love. So what were you saying? You posted something on the Facebook page?
I was trying to to post at the same time, but we are talking, and no, I, it's difficult to do everything. I will post after. Because when music plays, we are talking, and I am writing, but as you say, I was lost.
That's how I felt last week when I was doing both. I was presenting and producing and programming.